Cézanne Hortense and their one-year-old son spent the whole of 1873 at Auvers-sur-Oise, a small village in the Île-de-France. While they were there, Cézanne again met Dr. Gachet, who was a friend and collector of the Impressionists, as well as an old acquaintance of Cézanne's father. Dr. Gachet introduced Cézanne to the art of etching. The village also had the advantage of being close to Pontoise, the home of the humble and colossal Pissarro, with whom Cézanne painted. In the surrounding countryside, he painted both panoramic views and village scenes. He lightened the tonal range of his palette, but had not yet entirely given up the technique, typical of his first period, of modeling the subject directly in wet paint. Towards the end of his life, he explained this to Maurice Denis. "It is because I cannot render my feelings at the first attempt, so I add on paint. Then I add more. When I start, I always try to paint with solid paint like Manet, modeling it with a brush. The impasto of The House of the Hanged Man shows this laborious process of completing a composition. The same clotted rendering can also be found in the still lifes of this period." Théodore Duret related that the gloomy name given to the house, which was probably painted in the spring of 1873, arose from the fact that the master of the house had committed suicide in it. Cézanne was more circumspect about the matter when he wrote to Count Doria about the painting on the 30th of June, 1889. "It is the name given to one of the landscapes that I painted in Auvers. In fact, the title appears for the first time in the catalogue of the 1874 Impressionist exhibition, where the canvas was shown. The painting was bought by Count Doria. It was the first painting Cézanne had sold, before passing it into Victor Choquet's collection. Exceptionally, the painting was exhibited twice more during Cézanne's life, in the 1889 exhibition celebrating the centenary of French art, and at the exhibition of Les Vins in Brussels in 1890. The surrealist André Breton, writing in 1937, thought he could detect a sense of evil in the composition of the painting. The House of the Hanged Man in particular has always seemed to me to be poised in a most peculiar way, placed in order to reveal something beyond its external aspect as a house, at least in order to show it from its most suspect angle. The horizontal black mark above the window, the defacement of the wall on the left of the foreground, are not meaningless details. They reveal for the painter the necessity of expressing the connection that is certain to exist between the dropping through empty space of a human body with a rope around its neck, and the very place where this tragedy occurred, a place that it is human nature to come to see. Cézanne's awareness of this connection is sufficient to explain to me that he set back the building on the right, partially to conceal it, and eventually to make it appear higher. Far from being simply the expression of the atmosphere of a place, the painting marks a turning point in Cézanne's early years, revealing Pissarro's influence in its rendering a range of colors. It comes at the end of Cézanne's couillarde, aggressively youthful period, and is in a series of objective studies of nature or landscapes, devoid of all human presence.